great effort by your kids the other night against a Gothenburg team, or a Broken Bow team that is, playing red hot. I mean, coming in 13-5, one of the best teams in the conference, and 41-37, your team was right there in the end.
Yeah, the girls had a really good start to the game and really played pretty good defense. I thought we gave them too many second shots once in a while, but and we maybe took too many three-point shots. But other than that, I think really did a nice job. Need to drive a little bit more to the basket next time that somebody plays zone on us. Don't be satisfied with just the quick shot and get a good inside-out shot.
I know, watching your team offensively, get that ball at the high post. Tori had a couple of times she drove and converted, but if you got that ball at the high post and you had other options, and you took advantage of it a couple of times.
Yeah, the girls really did what we wanted them to do as far as getting the ball to the high post and working from the inside out. This week we've been working on Tori being a little bit more of a threat from the high post, also driving to the basket, because she's pretty fast and I think she can get to the basket and finish there. So if we can get that threat in there, I think it'll be a really good two-headed offense.
Facing a Broken Bow team, holy smokes, talk about a team that runs their offense and keeps running, and they aren't going to get a shot. They're going to take a shot unless it's almost like a high percentage shot of layup, aren't they?
Yeah, they had like pretty good, where they shot it was from, I think it was number 20 or 30 from the outside. She was the only one that shot the three-point shot. She was a good shooter, but they shot a lot of baskets right underneath the basket and in the lane.
But it was a much better game from the Friday good, Saturday not so good, and Monday come back and good. Now you got to keep going here with two back-to-back nights with Gehring and Scotts Bluff and a couple of teams. I know Scotts Bluff's tougher than nails tomorrow night. A Gehring team, you feel like, hey, we play well, we can get this one.
Yeah, well, Gehring's really a tall team, and they're a lot better than what their record shows. They've played everybody really, really tough. They've played some of the hardest teams in the state, within 5 points. So we got to kind of look at that and make sure that we're playing our type of ball and not getting to their type of ball, as far as they're pretty scrappy.
How about defensively? Will you face a defense that's very similar to what you saw with Broken Bow on Monday?
I've seen them play 2-3 zone. Seen man, but mainly a 1-3-1 zone. We haven't seen a lot of 1-3-1 zone this year, so we've been working on that a little bit in practice and making sure that we move the ball around and drive the gaps on the 1-3-1. So
hopefully, hey, girls, the three's going to be there, but if you have a chance to take a little mid-range shot or get it closer, let's take it.
Yeah, and we need to really work the backside of the 1-3-1. At times they drop really well, and at times they don't drop very well, so we need to crash the boards on the offside and make sure that we're actually driving on the offside and moving the ball around quick.
Just to look ahead to Scotts Bluff on a Friday, a team that's, they've had a couple of nice years in a row, haven't they?
Yeah, they're a really, really quick team, physical team, and a tall team. They got some really tall people inside, so we just need to make sure that we're patient on them, making sure we take care of the ball. I think we've done a really good job lately of breaking the press and things like that, so we just need to be a little bit more patient as far as working the ball around the outside, taking the really good shots and not getting to their game. Alliance was ahead of them, and then they got to running and gunning and stuff, and that really hurt Alliance. So we need to play our game.
After tonight, you got a whole week until your sub-district. Most likely, you're going to be hosting, but after this, pretty much a whole week of practice, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to be able to work on some things next week. I just found out not that long ago that districts weren't when we thought they were. So that's unfortunate, but it's fortunate that we get another week of practice and be able to prepare for them.
Yeah, the smaller school, the C and D schools are next week, and then B doesn't go to the week after that. Would you like a whole week, or you kind of like to get going next week?
I guess we want a whole week, since we have a whole week. Yeah.